Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa. Yeah, baby.
It's like when I scream in my nightmares and I can't hear myself scream.
Well, guess what?
Your voice just deaded out.
It's episode 108 of Miles and Jack. I'm at Boosties. They said we couldn't get to 100. Well, guess what? We're at 108 and we're still going. And the Sixers are hot.
Bucks, that's right.
Yeah, the Bucks, not so much. The Lakers and Warriors are in the play-in once again. Woof, and we are here to talk about that and plenty more with comedian Sean Keane on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack on Boosties. Anyway.
He's gonna
try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the tail. Oh, look out.
No
showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Anyway, Sean Keane. It's your third
anyway.
Anyway, Sean Keane, third time on, third time lucky. Round Love Ball it. Rock Podcast.
Anyway,
with Joey
Sean
Devine.
Keane, his nickname.
Yeah. Anyway, Sean, we got Sean Keane on today. Yeah. You got the Round Ball
he'll
Rock
take
Podcast.
Take your ass to the hole any way you want. You know,
ooh.
He's like Kyrie.
Okay. That's an and one t-shirt. I like that.
That's right.
And also got the album, America's Uncle Dad. Anyway, good to have you, Sean. Thank you so much for joining us again for this third time.
Thanks for having me on in advance of a huge play-in game tonight with the Warriors and Lakers.
As we record this.
Probably hosts the 9-10 game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess the Lakers could come in eighth place, though.
Right. Yeah, potentially. It's possible.
It's been very frustrating to be cheering for the Lakers on your guys' behalf because it seems like they keep winning and then they just stay in the 9 spot. It's very frustrating.
It's
must be frustrating for you.
It is. I will say I don't have a lot of high expectations for the Warriors taking care of business at any point in the season, but yeah, I think probably the best outcome for them would be to draw the Sacramento Kings in the 10-9 game. I would
say
that's
right.
Probably better for them. And I mean, obviously, you want to not be in the 9-10 at all, but I think that ship has sailed quite some time ago for the Warriors at least.
But
currently Warriors 3 games back from the Suns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so the Dubs right now, again, by the time you all hear this episode, the final matchup between my Lakers and Sean's Dubs will have taken place. If the Lakers won, they will have all but guaranteed the Warriors wind up in the 10 seed in the play-in. But overall, I know, like you just said, you don't expect them to TCB. What are you expecting from this aging group of Warrior players?
So, I'm assuming that Draymond Green was ejected for poking Anthony Davis in the eye multiple times during Tuesday's loss to LA.
Three Stooges style.
Yeah.
And they've gotten to a point of like real false hope right now where they're kind of like, well, this is okay. We've been beating a lot of teams that have quit trying or are resting guys. This is okay.
Right.
And there's even been this rumor that Klay Thompson's going to be out of the Magic price range, which I'm pretty sure is a rumor started by Klay Thompson's agent.
I was gonna ask you about the Klay of it all, because I saw those rumors too, and like The Athletic was like, it's the worst kept secret in the NBA, but the Magic want him. And you're like, oh, really? Is it?
It doesn't seem like the Magic do want him, honestly. That's why it's a badly kept secret by Clay's team. I love Klay Thompson. I'm not trying to be down on him or anything, but this is a situation where I kind of feel like the Warriors are going to do whatever other business they can do, and then Klay will be offered
what's left
the
over.
Like they're going to give him the amount of money that lets them stay out of the tax, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that was, I guess he got an extension offer for like 2 for $50 or something last year. Something still fairly generous for the kind of a one-way player he is at this point in his career. But I don't really think he's actually going to leave. It's a weird time for it to come out, but I don't really understand how NBA agents do business anyway. So maybe this is the perfect time for this story to come out.
He got hot against the Jazz. Okay. Yeah. He got hot against the Jazz in the most recent game. So I don't know what you're talking about.
First option Klay right there. Boom.
He did have a couple of shots that made me remember the
times.
He was one of the first players we talked about when we started this podcast, just like him being one of the most fun people to see when he goes unconscious and is just out of his mind. Like against the Jazz, he was doing that thing where he shoots it and like doesn't even leave it up. Like it doesn't even look like a shot. He just kind of flicks it at the rim and is like turns around because he knows it's going in. So he was showing signs of that. Maybe this is he was just toying with us all season. What do you think?
I mean, the thing is that I guess you can credit him for a lot is he has been playing a lot. Like he'll play a lot of minutes and a lot of the games, it's not like the Warriors have all these other offensive options that he's taking touches away from either. So, you know, it can be frustrating when he starts heat checking when he's not actually hot to begin with.
I was a real heat check confidence guy. I just never made the shots, but the confidence was there, you know?
He's unconscious out there because he literally isn't aware of anything that's happening around him. Like he's
I mean, I was just looking at like for being 34 years old and having back-to-back Achilles and ACL tears, he's played a lot, like more than you would expect. So he's got that going. At least,
I mean, he's still in pretty good shape. But it's just that a lot of it's just basically like watching this team. All these guys can basically hit their top gear again, just not at the same time or like for three games in a week.
Not consistently.
It's just they're old. You know, it's like you can't really have quite the same expectations. I do think if they'd had. If Draymond Green had not managed to get himself ejected from, I think he's been ejected from 4 games and suspended from 17.
Yeah,
right. And I do think the Warriors might have a stranglehold on 8th place without that happening. It's not like I think they would be a contender. They'd
just a little bit. They'd slightly have won more comfortable.
More games, maybe 3 more games. I don't know. Or he would have actually killed a guy if he hadn't been suspended, and he would have missed even more games and be in prison right now. I don't know. So He could have gone either way with a lot of the things that happened this season. Doesn't it feel like the Lakers have been playing really well, though?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis doesn't get poked in the eye.
Yeah,
have to leave. Like,
that's great. And Darvin Ham has learned that he can look at the numbers that indicate that playing Taurean Prince all the time is actually not good for the team, and playing Rui instead is good. So those basic skills of analysis have crept in. So I'm grateful for that. Long may that last.
I've been tricked the same way Darvin Ham has with. I think there's never really been a point in my life before this year where I was watching Taurean Prince a lot. Right. And I just always had this idea that, like, oh, he's a great six man. Oh, he can do it all. He's like 3 and D, and it's kind of like he's like a six in a lot of categories, it feels like.
Right, right.
And he's pretty frustrating to watch, even as someone who's not supporting the Lakers.
Yeah, you don't say.
Like, they know
you
it doesn't. They know they've got like a lot of other guys that could be out there.
Right. Yeah.
And are Laker fans most frustrated by Taurean Prince playing and Max Christie sitting all the time? Is that?
I mean,
is it more just Taurean Prince?
It's mostly Taurean. It's more like the why isn't Rui playing more kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's always around the group of freaks I scream at into my phone every time the Lakers play. But one last question on the Warriors before I go to break is. Is from your perspective, I know you said we'll see what they do. Is this it? You think is this it for Steph, Dre, and Klay? Like, where do you go from here? If it is, or is this?
I mean,
where are we?
It's very. It's gonna be like if they lose the first play-in game, it's weird because their economic model is so weird based on all the other stuff they do with the venue and everything. I think Klay's coming back. Probably like 90%, and Draymond's not going anywhere. But I think their priority is going to be to get under the luxury tax, and
right,
we will see
how that happens.
That's not usually a way that you're going to keep like stepping on the gas pedal, really.
Right.
I mean, they might do something creative with Chris Paul or see what they could get for Wiggins, but I actually kind of think they're going to mostly just run it back after the season, which is
interesting.
Yeah, like not really a contender move, but maybe they just don't want to be bad.
right.
I think also they don't want to pay $100 million in luxury tax to come in ninth, which also might be a path.
Not the best look. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll take a look around the league.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And so Milwaukee has lost four in a row as of this recording. Boston, I think they're going to get first place. They are 15 games in front of Milwaukee.
All right. Just because math dictates that that's going to happen. I don't know.
So it's looking good for the Celtics to have home court, at least through the Eastern Conference Finals. No, the Celtics have clinched, I think, everything. They're clinched the one seed for this season and next season somehow. Yeah, they're just like, right. We might as well just give it to you
guys. Can we put like 10 of the games towards next season? Is that how that works?
But yeah, the Bucks are having trouble to the point that they are only one game up on Orlando. Orlando might end up in the two seed. The way things are looking, there are some wild stats about just like what's going on with the Bucks. Mainly, obviously, the theory that we all have on our end is that it's their travel team, the team behind their
it's the
travel
equipment manager.
Yes,
the equipment manager and the bus driver lack professionalism. But they've lost four straight, only hold a single game lead in the loss column over the Magic and Knicks at the time of this recording. On the other side of the coin, the hottest teams in the league would have to be the Mavs. I think probably the game of the week, maybe the past couple weeks, was their comeback win that eliminated the Rockets from playoff contention, where Kyrie and Luka combined for 85 points. Came back from 22 down. And again, I mean, we always talk about Kyrie and Luka have that je ne sais quoi shot making ability where they're just making, you know, things that look impossible. Kyrie obviously also has maybe the best handle in the history of the league. Was
Dylan
just
Brooks
doing things
out.
To Dylan Brooks that made me very happy.
It was
to
poetic.
See him.
It felt like choreographed when he had the ball at the top of the key and was like, hey, clear out, bro. Just like Kyrie twist this dude up like a dreadlock. Like, let's go. Let's see it all happen. You know what?
Playing with his food.
Yeah.
Or playing with his meat, as Doc Rivers would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen so many like tweets and like headlines are like, are the Mavs like the sleeper, like the deadliest sleeper in these postseason? I'm like, I think most people are aware of how good they've looked, and the West is just so wild. Like
the West is so
too wild,
stacked.
Yeah.
Like when we talk, like that's the thing with the Lakers. Like any other season, I'd be like, man, the Lakers are like coming on. LeBron is playing well. They're 8-2 over the last 10. LeBron looks like he might be able to take it up a gear. But like, who's he gonna pass? Who are they gonna like? Who are they gonna beat in the playoffs? Denver, Minnesota? I don't think so.
Maybe.
Minnesota, they might have a chance.
Have like 50 wins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the six seed's gonna have 50 wins. Exactly. The Mavs look really tough, and I would be surprised if they didn't make some noise in the playoffs. But of course they're going against the Clippers, who are also starting to round back into shape. I feel like they've got 1-3 in a row at the time of this recording. So I don't know. The weird thing, and people are going to be like, nah, you're imagining things. But James Harden is looking like not that good at the wrong time of the season, you know, he's heading into the playoffs. And that's not the James I know as a Sixers fan. That's not the James that I know.
James Harden?
So,
big game James, wait, you mean?
James Harden.
Harden.
You're talking about
Jimmy Harden.
Another hot team, speaking of which, the 76ers have won 5 in a row since Embiid came back.
Yeah.
And, you know, Embiid has been used sparingly and is just like kind of playing himself back into shape, not in the sense that like he let himself go when he was injured, but in the sense of he has one of the biggest human bodies in the history of the species.
Of bodies.
And like, yeah. He's just like big boned and also 7'2". Like
yeah.
He just, when he accidentally like hit someone with his hand, like I feel like there's probably a time when he, you know how like I'm a clumsy person, I'll accidentally like knock a cup off a table.
Yeah.
Where he's like done that to a wall and his hand has just like gone through a wall.
Right.
Like he's just so big and he's strong, but like he needs to like build his strength and stamina back up to move
that
his
body
around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole body. Right. Yeah. That whole body.
I don't know why his ligaments aren't constantly tearing.
Right.
Even more than they normally are. Because it's right.
I think that's the question. Everybody
just change direction with that body going that far?
At like, that like speed?
At the peak of his, like when he came into the league, like into, you know, had a couple seasons of good health, everyone's like, well, it's only a matter of time until, you know, I mean, yeah. like obviously this.
Until his kneecaps shoot off. Right.
This will be the first time that he has been going into the playoffs like as well rested as he is. So there's always a chance that this is a really good experiment for the Sixers. Maybe this is just what we do. We shut them down for everything except the last 10 games of the season and just watch them get into shape.
I would guess they're not really that afraid to play the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round either.
That would be that would be something. I would be I'm afraid of the Milwaukee Bucks just because I think Giannis is extremely motivated to get out of the first round, I would say. I don't know that. So obviously Mavericks Rockets was one of the games of the week. Sixers Spurs, I don't think anybody was necessarily checking for that one at first, but it was a double OT victory. Embiid didn't play. Maxey did and dropped 52.
Yeah.
7 assists, 5 rebounds. And then, of course, Wemby, which Wemby's season is coming to an end. He put up 33, 18, 7 blocks, 6 assists. He had like that scoop dunk he just went by somebody and was like holding the ball like down by his knee and then just scooped it up and dunked it real quick. It like in a way that the ball is moving to, it's just so strange. He's
how
so
do you do that?
So surreal to watch.
It looks like he's winding up to bowl it left-handed.
Yes,
he's like bringing it back and he's like, yeah, you know what? Just dunk it. There you go.
Yeah.
Bye.
But I don't know. I continue to think he should get a very serious look at defensive player of the year, even though the Spurs are bad defensively as a team.
Sure.
They are way better with him on the court than they are without him.
Right.
And
also this stats too, this blocking stat among players who have contested 300 shots or more, Wemby blocks around 40% of all contested shots. The next best is Gafford and Walker Kessler at 23%.
The
40% blocking.
Everybody knows that who is going against him.
Right.
So he is just responsible for the most, like, I don't know, looper blocks, I guess, like blocks that like don't happen, like just don't exist because he's gone in like into the past and like put the fear of God in the shooter so that they're just like, I'm not going to shoot. What are you kidding?
Right.
He blocks 40% of the shots he contests. It's like that was the thing that like I was saying, I thought he was a defensive player of the year candidate back in the summer. It was because during the summer league, when he would be anywhere like on one side of the court, all the shots were either like wild misses or people weren't taking them. They're just like, what?
Or getting angry. Like, they were passing the ball to them. They're like, hey man, no, I'm not gonna. Wemby's near me, please.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's I think he should get a better look. I think Gobert is going to win.
Yeah.
And I think people are like, yeah, he's going to win, and because somebody deserves to win before Wemby wins the next dozen in a row. But yeah. God, I don't know.
Imagine it's... how good that press conference would be if Rudy Gobert comes in second, though. It might tank Minnesota's playoff chances, honestly.
Right.
Just, yeah.
So sad.
So, yeah, those French tears would be, yeah. God. I mean, I imagine, like, and losing it to another Frenchman. Like, I feel like he's like, but he was supposed to be me. Like, I can't imagine what that would be like.
I feel like he's always been cool to Wemby, though. Like, the one person has always been cool to.
But I know, but obviously he has enough, He's got,
an age that Wemby's not really like, he's like a little brother, even though he's.
Even though, when they stand side by side, he's like, it is you who is the little brother. But,
but yeah, there's been some fun reporting on Wemby and like how the season has gone and just how good his work ethic is and his competitive instinct and all that stuff. And the Spurs have gone 4-3 over the last seven, including wins over the Pelicans, Suns, Knicks, and Warriors. He seems to be getting better and better as the season goes along, which is wild. And I'm just very, very excited to see next season. We were all so excited to watch him this season.
Right.
So for him to have like exceeded expectations is wild.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But I think he totally has exceeded expectations in the sense that some of the things that he does are not things I could have imagined happening on a basketball court.
Yeah. Right.
Like until I saw them.
Or like not a like scoop an
dunk doesn't make sense.
Right. Or like an animated comedy about basketball.
Right.
You know, exactly. Where you're like, whoa, that's the Monstar dunk.
Yeah.
Remember his first summer league game too. He kind of looked a little awkward. And I think people just had this idea because of what his body looks like that he's gonna be kind of awkward. He's gonna look kind of gangly. I think he was just sort of tired from, you know, playing in the French finals like 2 weeks before summer league. And, and now it's like, oh, he was just like resting,
just warming up.
Now
just
he's very smooth and he doesn't look like at all brittle or that he's going to get pushed around at all.
No, he looks very bendy and flexible and like the, you know, like, my dad was, you know, old head saying that the way he moves reminds him of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, he's like bendy. The way he runs is like Kareem. And Kareem, like, that was a thing that everybody talked about, like, was how Kareem was just like, you know, super flexible, was the first person that I had ever heard of doing yoga. And like, Wemby seems to have that. Like, so. I don't know.
Yeah, much. He's physically trying to model himself after Kareem for that kind of longevity because he knows, you know, what can happen when you're that long. And
I think his mom's a nutritionist or something, too.
Like
he's been basically, since he was 8 years old, been trying to eat a future NBA player diet, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man, if I found out what that was at 8 years old, I would beg my parents to be like, I need that. I need the NBA meal, mom. Please. Please,
and like, then I would have eaten it for 3 days and been like, I don't want to do that anymore. This tastes like yard clippings.
You're right, mom. My arms may be long, but my legs are way too short. You're right. You're right. I'm not made for it. I thought the wingspan thing would make up for it. It won't.
Back in my PA days, I met somebody who had worked crew for Thunderstruck, the Kevin Durant movie where he and an 11-year-old boy in Oklahoma City trade basketball powers.
Right.
And, apparently, KD's agent just had this like list of dietary things that he had to eat on the set, and Kraft Services were like, "Well, so everybody's eating this. Like, I'm not making different things." And apparently, the whole crew was like in the best shape of their lives after that shoot because they were only—it was all just like normally
Sprouts.
Kraft Services is like candy and soda, and there it was like green juice. High protein.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Cold pressed pineapple juice. I get it.
Right. Pineapple juice. Are you kidding me with the sugar content of that one?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Pineapple juice with the sugar removed somehow.
distilled out. It's distilled pineapple juice. We've left the sugar behind. It was just vaporized.
Yeah.
For real. Also, it's just funny. Malachi Flynn of the Detroit Pistons scored 50 points off the bench.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you surprised?
Yes.
Wait.
Completely. Okay. Completely.
Weird.
Because
weird that you weren't didn't see that one coming.
I just like the this is where I want to posit to you both his response, right? When they said, you dropped a half century on him. What's going on, a 50 piece for real? And he said, quote, I don't think it's a fluke in any way. Now, I get you have to be confident, and I respect the confidence, but there's something about him saying that makes it a little bit like, bro, you come on, just say, I don't know, man. Sometimes you have a great, like, I don't know why I'm like, I would have preferred if he just was a little more humble about it.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever. You got 50 in a loss.
You don't get into the NBA being humble, but
that's true. I don't know. I guess it rubs me. It's irritating to me when someone's like, yeah, man, I did that. It's like, I know you did.
Anybody's been paying attention to Malachi Flynn isn't surprised by this outburst. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly.
Malachi Flynn.
The real heads know Malachi Flynn was just waiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, put your ear to the street. The street's been saying my name.
Flynn. Yeah. Flynn.
You can't.
Malachi, of course, plural for Malachus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Flynn. Mm-hmm. All right. little octopus joke for everybody.
Yes.
I think he might be the least acclaimed NBA player to ever put up 50 in a game.
There was the Tony Delk one, but Tony Delk won the NCAA title before he did. But that's one that always pops up where people are like, well, I mean, yeah, he scored 50, but so did Tony Delk. But like, you know, he was coming off the bench. Corey Brewer, super producer Jabari, mentioned another one who... Corey Brewer's game was like so often just like getting behind the defense and like getting open layups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he put up 50 one time.
Brandon Jennings did it to the Warriors, and I think something like the seventh game of his career, and then never reached those heights again.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he always looked capable of it. You know,
he was a bucket. Yeah. Even though like he never really put it together again after that. I do want to just mention, because the man who was Wembanyama for me before Wembanyama, Zion Williamson, Miles, I'm sure you remember when we started TDZ, I would annoy everybody by making them watch like Zion blocks from like college and just like Zion jumping in a way that didn't make sense.
Look at this guy. He broke his shoe. I know he broke his shoe.
So he's back to like, he had 5 blocks against the Suns that each one was just violent and like him jumping out of nowhere, like a magic trick. That was really a lot of fun. The Pelicans have the same record as the Suns. So they're either 7 or 6 seed, depending on how the next few games go. But they're looking good, and he looks awesome.
Yeah, because they're not kind of like the Wemby one, where at Wemby's like, you will not shoot around my hand.
Right.
Like, Zion's swatting them. You know what I mean? Like, to your point, those are kind of the fun ones to watch. And you're like, oh, get that out, as we used to say.
Yeah. As we used to say, we would SWAT people.
When I was playing basketball in human form and not with a controller betwixt
get
my hands.
Get that out of my gym.
Yeah.
Remove this ball from my immediate area.
Not in my house, I would say to them.
Who would you say that to?
Just
people.
Anybody who attempted a shot or who tried to walk into my house.
You were playing basketball? No. I would just say it randomly at Kroger and stuff.
Not in my house.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Here, ring me up for a 3-piece tender meal. All right.
Let's go. And Brandon Ingram has been cleared for.
They're missing him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This was always a thing. It's like, can they stay healthy? Because if they do, then we might see something interesting. And then when Ingy went down, I was like, Bingy, no, please.
Yeah.
They need you. I'm really looking forward to them. I really hope they're able to put something together, because I feel like we've been waiting for a nice, a good, decent Pelicans performance.
Although as a Lakers fan, man, you guys got to be just looking for any candidate to slide by you.
Hey, man, it doesn't matter. We'll handle anybody. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So like, I like to encourage them. I like to know that like when we defeat you, we defeated the best version of you. But also, hey, man, if you want to both sit out, that's fine with me too. That's fine with me too. Zion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just Take her easy. Don't break your shoe.
Take her easy. She's my lady, and that's what I...
Hey,
maybe that's something.
Nope.
Okay. No, all right. Never mind. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and play the fastest segment in podcasting. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. It's time for the fourth quarter. Time for the rapid fire.
Pearl Jam.
But first, a little bit of rapid fire. Rapid fire, rapid questioning. Sean Keen, you have entered the fastest question and answer segment in all of sports podcasting history. We're going to ask you a question. You've already done this before. Just respond quickly. Don't give extended answers or we will be very, very rude to you. Yeah. Okay. That's just, it is what it is. So don't be surprised. Yeah. Crack your knuckles, crack your neck bones, whatever you got to do, because it's time. Brian, start the clock.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Brian's not here today, so you did have to shout it that loud.
I had to shout loud enough that he could hear me in Mexico. I had to. And I don't know if he did, but my neighbor certainly did, because they just texted me and said, knock it off or I'm going to call the police. Okay. Whatever. They're haters. Anyway, rapid fire round. That's where we started. See, you're getting me off my game. Sean, here we go. Jack, you want to go first? Should I go first? How do you want
to
do this?
I would love to go first, Miles. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
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 Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm trying. That was a little aggressive. All right. So last five NBA finals by regular season record. So we're all, I think, assuming, okay, it's going to be the Nuggets. It's going to be the Celtics. Last five NBA finals by regular season record. Last year was the 2-seed Nuggets versus the 7-seed Heat. Year before, 3-seed Warriors versus 2-seed Celtics. Bucks, 3-seed Suns, 2-seed. Before that, Lakers, 1-seed, 5-seed. It it hasn't been as predictable as everybody expected heading into the playoffs. Give me your dark horse. Who is coming out of either the East or West from below the two seed, let's say? So it's got to be three or lower.
Three or lower. Okay. So if it's three or lower in the West, I feel crazy saying this, but I think the Clippers. I think if those guys actually don't get hurt, they're a tough seven-game series out. I just think, yeah, I mean, obviously one of those guys could really get hurt. Oh.
Right.
Sure.
And then in the East, I'm going with, I think the Knicks are a little too hurt, or I would love to choose them in this scenario. Yeah. So I'm going with the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah! The
juvenile. I like you're acting as if Sean's Kelly God. Oubre.
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, one of my favorite things is that Kelly Oubre is in this situation where they need him to be a gunner, and he's
a three-point shooter now.
He's shaking off the bike injury.
Shooter, shoot.
Yeah, shooter, shoot. He had that game, that last game when Maxie had 52. Kelly Oubre shot the ball 22 times, and it's like he could have been shooting more. He's like, it just feels like he's never been this comfortable since he was like the sixth man for the Wizards back in the day. Like, it also seems like Philadelphia loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, you're a really interesting guy.
And deservedly so.
You pick Jack Sixers in the East, and then you pick the Clippers in the West, huh? Wow. Really interesting.
I just don't think Anthony Davis is going to be able to see the basket by the time he's not going to wear those goggles.
No!
Sean
has ordained it. You know what's going to happen. I hate this. Sean, next question. Yeah. What's more likely to happen and why? A Heat finals run or a Warriors finals run?
Boy, it's a huge finals run because the West is really good and the East has its strengths and weaknesses, I would say. Okay. The Eastern Conference has a lot of teams with wonderful personalities.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot in stand-up. We're like, why is he really original? He's a really nice guy. And you're like, oh, he's not really that funny. He doesn't really do that well.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I feel about the Indiana Pacers. Like, really fun to watch and like a delightful team. Not really the kind of team that has ever tended to have success in the NBA playoffs.
No.
All right.
No.
Sean, you can go back in time and pick any of the following games to personally witness. It's game 82 in 2016, where the Dubs set the all-time regular season record. Game 3 of the 07 semis, where the Warriors defeat the Jazz, Barron's dunk on Kirilenko. Or young Steph's 54 in the Garden.
I think I'm going to that Utah Jazz game.
Yeah. I think
the Garden would be cool, but you know, I kind of miss the Warriors' old arena, too. And also, just the total weirdness of seeing that moment, getting excited. They replay it like 8 times, and then after like the 6th replay, you're like, is Barron wearing a girdle? Like, what is around his... 'Cause when he lifts up his jersey, he has some elaborate orthopedic thing that he's wearing underneath there. And right. I think that the combination of like awe and excitement, and then you know, you want the NBA to have a little mystery like that, you know. Is he wearing Spanx?
He invented them.
I mean, he was a great businessman, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually spoke to like a class I was taking once in college because he knew the professor from like when he was going to Crossroads High School, and he was like giving us like weird business information. Like, we're all broke students. We're like, okay, dude, what am I going to do with this?
It's very strange that Barron Davis went to Crossroads. Real not in Los Angeles. Yeah. That is like a performing arts high school where I believe the final exam every year was you would show run like a month of Veronica's Closet, the Christy Alley sitcom. That's how you had to graduate. So yeah, a lot of showbiz people come out of
there. Oh my
God. Barron has produced some movies.
Yeah. I mean, like Maya Rudolph went there, you know, as Jabari put in the chat. We got Kate Hudson. This is like where all Jonah Hill, basically all of Hollywood's children.
Was discovered there. Basically, Jonah Hill was like the funniest kid in some producer's son's class.
Dennis and they were Hoffman, like, all right, Dustin Hoffman's make him daughter, a movie star. I think, was his classmate. He was like, Dad, you got to put him in I Heart Huckabees. And he's like, okay, fine. Here's the other thing I got to ask you. You're in the Bay Area.
Yay, area!
San Francisco, Oakland area. Please tell somebody they're in there. They're in your area, the yay area, for one weekend. What are three spots they need to hit, be it restaurant, bar, or attraction?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Okay. So I would say that if you like hiking, you want to hit Redwood Regional Park in Oakland. It's beautiful. It's great. Hit that. I really like the restaurant Burma Superstar at the edge of the Richmond District.
I like Burmese
food. I think you want to go to, I really like this place, Flower and Water, that opened up by my old apartment in San Francisco. And when it opened and was successful, I realized that I was going to get evicted soon. My rent was going to go up because the restaurant was far too good to be like a block away from my crappy apartment.
Oh, no.
You got to go, if you're there on a weekend, you got to really just, I mean, first of all, wear a sweatshirt, because otherwise you're going to end up wearing like a tourist sweatshirt with the Golden Gate Bridge and puffy paint, because that's what happens in July in San Francisco when it's 45 degrees.
It's so cold in the summer.
But go to Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist is a great outdoor beer garden, great Bloody Marys, and good mixed drinks. Just a great little situation there, Zeitgeist.
Okay. I'll have to put that on my list.
Sponsored by our show.
You just heard it. Listen to the Daily Zeitgeist. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah. And finally, Universal Studios has reached out to you. And they've asked for your help. You have to cast an upcoming buddy cop film. The catch is that it has to be cast with two NBA teammates, current or past, to be the lead buddy cop duo. Who are you going with as the lead buddy cop duo in your action comedy?
So I really feel like Tobias Harris showed some acting chops and hustle, but I think seeing him in a movie would just kind of bum me out
a little
too much just to. And so I have two possibilities. One is Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler, just a classic.
Oh yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
Yep.
Rush Hour, like cross-racial. One guy's cool, one guy's kind of a dork. Then I would also, I think there would be something incredible about a Russell Westbrook Kawhi Leonard pairing, where just one character in this buddy cop film does not speak
right
movie
and only laugh.
All his lines are one syllable.
Just does the laugh, and you're like, ooh, you're in trouble, bro. You're in trouble. Oh man. Well, Sean Keen, thank you so much for playing with us and being on the show. Where do people find you, follow you, hear you, listen to you, experience the grandeur that is Sean Keen?
Breathe you in.
Great. You can hear me on the Roundball Rock podcast. I'm writing a lot for Yard Barker, doing some streaming of playoff games on Playback. On Twitter, I'm Sean Keen, SeanKeane. My album is America's Uncle Dad.
There you go.
Wonderful. Well, make sure you guys follow the hashtag MadBoosties, BOOSTIES, for show links and updates. And you can follow me on Twitter at MilesOfGray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to do it. We've done it. Once again, in your face, haters. That is 108 in the books. Swish from way
downtown. Guess what next week is? 109! And we will see you at the same time! All right. Bugging. Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.